Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Nelson is one of the honorable people in his profession, a high school football coach, a state championship high school football coach that has done so many things for so many of the right reasons. And today he decided that he's going to retire from that post. And it has been a remarkable career where he has done so much for so many the way it should be. And I'm thrilled that he's able to do it in his terms, because he's given so much to the game of football, and he joins us now. David, you know, you grow up with people, kind of, and you're one of those people that I've grown up with in this business, and you never really think about guys like you retiring. You just think that they're always there because you've always been there when we were at Blaine and Minnetonka. It just hit me as strange to think, you know, it all makes sense. There's a natural evolution and process, but what do you feel like today, although maybe you came to terms with this some time ago?
Yeah, Maxie, it's kind of bittersweet, you know. I've been thinking about it for a while, but when you finally pull the trigger, you know, all those feelings come at you. But you know, it's been 42 years on the field, and I just feel it's time. I don't know how else to explain it. I think coaches kind of know when it's time to move on. And I've been blessed to be at two great schools, Blaine and Minnetonka, two great communities where football is important and the kids were great, and just really blessed. And, you know, who knows? I might still coach at some point.
I've never seen a guy like you, and I've seen a lot of them step away, but somewhere they pop up again as an assistant coach. Maybe they take away some of that stuff they didn't like doing anymore, and they just coach a position.
Well, that's not a bad idea, so we'll see what happens.
What was your first head coaching job? What year was it?
1984 at Blaine High School.
You know, I ran to Scott Bell today, and Scott Bell played hockey for the Gophers, and we were talking about a number of things, and he was talking about one of his teammates, Tom Newman. And yep. He was the quarterback for you at Blaine. He was also a goalie. And he yep. had one of the most famous plays in we start talking about today, high school football history. You go for two. He went for two in the win against Crete and Durham Hall, and he barely got it. And Blaine wins the state championship. And people have long debated whether he got in or not. It's kind of it's not funny for from Crete and Durham Hall, but it's funny. You know, the rest of us, just we know that play. But he said that he thought Tom audibled on that play. Did he?
No, he didn't.
That's one of those things that takes on life of its own after a while, huh?
No, that was just a bootleg play. Was pulled the backside guard, and Mike Ryan was the guard, had a great block, and Tommy was in by at least 6 inches.
That's not what Mel Scanlon tells me.
I think Mel needs glasses.
You know, and you won a state championship at two different schools, Blaine and Minnetonka, which is really rare. I don't even know. I mean, probably a number of people that have done that might be on one hand in Minnesota. I don't know what the research says on that. But two different places that you coached. Is coaching the same? Was it a lot different from the two schools?
You know, kids are the same. They're awesome. They want to be pushed. Obviously, if you're going to win a state title, you got really good players. And that was the case at both those years. We had talent in the right positions. The Minnetonka one was special because our son Jesse was the quarterback, and yeah. You know, to win a state title with your son at quarterback is really special. You know, not that it's not special if he's a guard or a linebacker, but when he's got the ball in his hands, it's a pretty cool deal. So. Yeah, both were similar in the fact that we had great kids and very talented players.
Tell me about, you know, the methodology, the process of building a championship team. You know, we see it as a season evolves, and we see teams get better, and they're playing their best football in November and all those things. But the truth is, you can't have a great program without something that happens at a younger age to get the numbers up, to get something going, a buzz in that community. What's the most important thing, and what is the most important time frame, do you think, to reach these kids so that football becomes important to them?
Well, one thing I love about football is there's no real entry level. You know,
yep.
It's not like some sports where you better do it when you're 4 years old or you're behind.
You're done, you know, yeah.
We can take kids 7th, 8th, 9th grade, 10th grade even. But I think it's important to have culture is a big word now, and I think you just need the culture where kids want to be a part of it. And, you know, obviously we'd rather have our kids play youth football, but we're recruiting our hallways every day, you know, looking for kids that want to be a part of it. And it's great to get them going early in middle school. One thing I love about football is you can enter at any grade.
When you see a kid that you know has the athleticism that they can play some football, how do you recruit them inside that hallway? You've had to do this many times over the years, and you know that they don't realize what they're missing. How do you paint the picture to them?
Well, talking to them a lot. I don't want to stalk them, where they go the other way if they see me coming down the hall.
Yeah.
I'll write them a note. I'll go watch them play basketball or hockey and try to get a relationship with them. And, high school athletics now, there's a lot of demands on these kids. So I get that too, where, especially in a school like Minnetonka with a lot of competition. But, Jacob Bear was a great example this year. Jacob had never played football before, came out as a senior. And he's getting snaps on Friday night at nose guard at times, and just a wonderful kid. So there are those kids in the hallway. So I guess different approaches, but just try to develop relationships.
Bo Allen sitting down there in Tampa now, and he won a Super Bowl championship right here in Minnesota for Philadelphia, and he's one of your guys. He played at Minnetonka. I'm not asking you to say who's the best player, because I think it's so positional and it's so hard to say, but what does Bo Allen mean when you think of him and to see him win a Super Bowl in Minnesota?
Well, just really proud. He's such a great, great player, but he's a better person and humble and gives back to our program whenever he can. Really proud of him, happy for him and his career. He started for us as a 9th grader, which is unbelievable.
Unreal.
The only player we've ever had in my 36 years, that especially at nose guard. He wasn't a wide receiver, he was in the middle of it and never missed a snap from 9th grade through 12th grade. Played fullback a little bit as a senior also. But consistent, great player. And, wish we had more like him. But he's one of those guys that comes along once in a lifetime.
How do you know when you have a good class? Is it all about athleticism, or is there generally an attitude that you see at a young age?
Yeah, I think it's kids that love the game. I love it when after practice there's 15, 20 kids still screwing around and they don't want to go back into the locker room. They want to, race each other and throw the ball and punt the ball. And they're just having fun playing the game. So I think there's a combination of really good athletes who love to compete. They love to be with each other. They love the game. They're just kind of like a gym rat, but they're on the football field.
I hear this said before, that as coaches grow older, they know that maybe it's time to get out, or at least to think differently when the losses hurt more than the wins, so that it hurts more to lose than it feels good to win. Does that happen?
It does. It did with me, Maxie. The lows were so low, and the highs weren't very high anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I'm just talking my personal situation. I enjoy a win for about an hour, and then I start to worry about the next week, and that's not healthy, but it's reality, and high school athletics, there's pressure that you put on yourself, but that's part of the deal. It's what makes our game great too, but, I think that's true, and it's true in my case.
If someone was to look inside a high school football coach's life that doesn't know a lot about what they go through, what would surprise them the most? Is it the amount of time it takes to do that job? What would it be?
I think so. You know, it's such a wonderful game. It's so complicated. And with video nowadays, I mean, you know, we play Friday night. We're back at school at 6 a.m. watching the video, and then we're there till 1 or 2 in the afternoon back on Sunday. And it's what makes our game great, is that there's so much you can put into it. But I think the time and evaluating personnel, I don't think a lot of people understand how much time we put with talking about every player on the roster every week, and do we have them in the right spot, and, you know, all those types of things. Just all that goes into it. And, you know, in a high school program, just the scope of it, you know, and we have a wonderful program in Minnetonka, but it's the youth, and it's the pregame meals and the strength training and all the things that go into it, which is, they're all great, but, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort.
It is one of the best parts. You know, we always talk about the team being the kids, and we all know what that means, but there's another team, and that's your coaching staff. And over the years, is that one of the best parts, is when you're enjoying moments with them, maybe after a win, or maybe you're picking each other up. I see how coaches end up bonding for life that are on the same staffs. And I'm sure it's not perfect all the time, but are those some of the great memories?
Absolutely. You know, when develop the relationships, and that's something I'm going to miss. You know, I was with Jeff Ferguson tonight, and Fergie and I started at Blaine in 1978, 42 years ago. You know, we're out together tonight catching up, and we talk a lot. And you bet, it's really special. And I think the game of football really, really is a game that binds coaches together, just because of the complexity and the intensity and everything that goes into it. So I've been blessed to be with great coaches at both Minnetonka and Blaine, and lifelong friends.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow at the weight room, okay, at noon?
Sounds good, Maxie.
But I sure appreciate it. And speaking on behalf of all football people, you've been such a wonderful ambassador to the game, and the kids that got to play for you over the years. And I've met many of them, and I know what they think of you. And that's the most important part of the equation. So a thank you from everyone that has come in contact with you. You are a class act across the board. And not only are Minnetonka and Blaine lucky to have you, but the state of Minnesota has been awfully lucky to have you around, too.
Thanks a lot, Max. You appreciate it.
You bet. Dave Nelson.
Yep.
One of the all-time greats. Nice stuff to join us tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.